Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the 3-5 Ravens at the 4-4 Vikings this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Vikings coming off that big road win against division rival Detroit. And let's preview the game now as we head up to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, now doing sidelines on the Vikings radio network, joins us now. And Ben, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start here. The Vikings coming off that big win. Are you surprised that the Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite in Minnesota for this game?
You know, I kind of am. I mean, I think that everybody here in Vikings world, you know, we did a complete 180 from the start of the Lions game to the end of the Lions game. And we're like, man, you know, if we can play complementary, you know, team, you know, offense, defense, special teams, then, yeah, we can be very competitive against anybody that we play. And, you know, coming into our place and, you know, our fans are going to be hungry for this, like, revitalized offense. I am a little surprised that the bettors have the Ravens favored by so much.
Well, Ben, what did you think of J.J. McCarthy returning to the starting lineup after being sidelined for 5-6 weeks due to injury? The numbers aren't going to jump off the screen, but did enough for a win in a hostile road environment.
I thought he did really, really well. You know, you look at his first throw of the game was front left corner of the end zone. It was perfectly placed. It goes off of Addison's hands. That throw right there just, like, let me know, like, he's ready to play. Like, he's ready to go. He's dialed in. He was accurate. And he took command of the huddle. He took command of line of scrimmage. And there was a difference in the way that he did it, too. The first two games, you look back on it now in hindsight, and it felt like there was a little bit of a manicness to the way that he was commanding the team. You know, he was getting all the checks out. He was doing all those stuff, but it looked like everything was moving just a little bit too fast, which was completely expected. This time around, I think that there was a calmness to him. He had command. The game seemed like it was slowing down. And you mentioned those stats. You know, if he was just a touch more accurate, there's a couple throws out there that if he would have led the receivers, you know, I think those numbers would have jumped out to you a little bit more. But again, the decision-making, the processing, all of that stuff is what's really, really encouraging.
Well, a lot's been made of the quarterback situation and Wentz and what he was going through, but the offensive line's been pretty beat up as well. How do things sort of stand with them right now, Ben, and how confident are you in that and that group in front of this young quarterback?
Yeah, Darrishaw popped back on the injury report yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's going to happen probably periodically throughout the season. You know, as any player comes back from a major knee injury, in which he came back rather quickly. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of fans were impatient because it was he was going to play and be available earlier than expected, and then he kind of bounced up and down, and everybody's like, wait, what's going on? But if you look at the totality of his recovery, it's like, man, he made some tremendous progress, and pretty remarkable that he actually came back and played when he did. I expect that sort of thing to happen throughout the rest of the season, as it probably will swell up on him. They really want to be cautious about it. I have full faith that he's going to be ready to go for this game. And that being said, you know, I felt bad for Carson Wentz or anybody that had to step out there when our offensive line was so beat up. And even, you know, even at the start of the season, the first couple games, you know, even when McCarthy was out there, we didn't have a full complement of our offensive line. So now that we have those guys solidified, especially on the outside, we've got our guards figured out. And now Blake Brandel has played really, really well in the absence of Ryan Kelly, that it seems like, you know, a pretty solid, efficient, very good run-blocking offensive line, and I thought they protected J.J. really well in the pass game, too.
Talking with Ben Lieberts, Inside Access here on The Fan. Ben, we've spent a lot of time this week talking about how loud that stadium is, so help us a little to put it in perspective. You played for Minnesota, but it may have been in the old dome, but I'm trying to think of that offhand, but still, that was loud, too. But you'll be on the sidelines on Sunday. How loud does it get there?
It gets super loud, you know. I've been out on the sideline. I have my earphones in all the time, and you know, I do have to turn up my little receiver box quite a bit, you know, when it is a critical third down or something very important. You know, we see the decibel meter up on the big boards all the time. You know, it gets loud. I mean, the Vikings, obviously I'm biased, but you know, I've been around to a lot of stadiums. They're top notch when it comes to their pregame production. You know, what they do with the fans before the game even starts, they carry that energy all the way in, you know, multiple skull chants throughout the game. And then the crowd is very smart. You know, they know when to get loud. And so, yeah, there's something about that roof that they built, which is great because it's going to be a noon game. Hopefully it's sunny. It's going to feel like an outdoor game, but that sound just sort of bounces back. And, you know, it's a big deal for our defense to be out there. And I know it's hard for them to communicate, but it's going to be really, really hard for Lamar and this offense to check and adjust, especially based off of what B-Flow does. There's going to be a lot of waiting around to see if we make some late adjustments, and that communication is going to be a huge factor.
I think we're all very interested in seeing that chess match between Brian Flores' defense and Lamar Jackson, where the Vikings, they have the second highest blitz rate in the NFL this year. Lamar Jackson, he's the best quarterback against the blitz in the NFL. How do you see that matchup playing out? Could Flores be more conservative, not blitz as much this game? What are you expecting?
Yeah, I would say probably maybe the thought process is you blitz him early, and then just to give him a taste of what we did against the Lions, and then maybe give Lamar that false sense of security of like, okay, they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do. And then I think you see a lot more bluff bail. And I think the fact that we do have some pieces back in our defense, which is going to really, really help. But, you know, I think the taste in our mouths from watching Justin Herbert run around is still very fresh. You know, we tried to bring some heat. Even when we didn't, he was able to make some guys miss on the open field. And you know, this is not a controversial statement. You know, Lamar Jackson is like more athletic than a pretty athletic Justin Herbert. So I do think that maybe the strategy is to show him a little heat early on just to get his brain to process a little quicker and then start bailing out. And hopefully, you know, coverage picks up and, you know, hopefully a 3- and 4-man rush, which the interior part of our defensive lines played really, really well last week. And if we can get those guys on a 4-man rush to affect Lamar, then that's winning football.
Well, I kind of feel like Hargrave and Allen are where it kind of starts, right? Like those guys, when they're at their best, they can whip up on people and they can beat up two guys at the same time. And the interior of this Ravens offensive line has had a lot of issues. And even Linderbaum, who's an accomplished center, is not a big guy.
Yeah, you know, I'll even throw some other names out there. You know, I mean, Jonathan Allen, I think, has done a really, really good job against some double teams and probably doesn't get enough credit for chewing up extra offensive linemen. You know, Hargrave really only has come on this last game. He had a great game in the opening part of the season against the Bears, and then he really kind of fell off and was kind of hidden. Maybe wasn't played in the best situations because he's more of a pass-rushing guy, not a run-stopping guy. But Jalen Redmond, he's our most consistent – explosive, quick twitch defense alignment that we have. And he, along with Levi Drake Rodriguez, again, a guy that nobody probably knows across the country, those two guys get in there and they can play some ball now. Those guys will get after it. They're very active with their hands. They play the run very well. They can transition from run into pass on a play action. So, you know, we got a sneaky good. If Hargrave can play as quick as he played last game, we've got four guys in there that can really move some bodies. They do a good job getting on the edges. And if you start throwing in a twist game here and there, I think our speed and athleticism can beat those guys up front.
Ben, before we let you go, what do you expect to see on Sunday?
You know, it's really hard to tell. I think our defense is feeling itself right now. I think they're feeling really good about what they've got, especially with Van Ginkle back. I mean, he and Cashman, I think, are two guys that really have helped this defense become a complete defense. Jonathan Grenard is a guy that I just love watching snap in and snap out. It doesn't matter who's on the field. He is spectacular out on the edge. I think our defense is going to bow up. I think they're going to play really well. I think everybody's just kind of waiting to see what version of J.J. McCarthy we see. Are we going to see a step forward? Are we going to see a step back like we saw in game two? I think there's a continuation of what the Ravens do that the Lions do defensively that I think are going to help us out. The Ravens do play a high percentage of man coverage. They will mix in some single high cover three. But J.J. is really, really comfortable throwing the ball against man coverage when he sees it. So I think that we're going to be able to kind of pick up where we left off last week. And if we jump out to an early lead, I see the Vikings kind of squeaking out a tough game against the Ravens.
Ben Lieber, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Keep those headphones on. We don't want to losing your hearing or anything like that. But no, appreciate your time.
I got to protect my eardrums, you know? I don't know what's the best course of action here. If I take them out, then the crowd's too loud.
Maybe you wear the big ones that cover your ears instead of the earbuds.
I know, but you know how uncool that looks?
Yeah, you'd rather be a cool-looking deaf guy, right?
I know. I got to figure it out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Ben Lieber, he'll be on sidelines for Ravens, Vikings for Vikings Radio coming up Sunday. Coming up next, though, what about the people? What do they think of this football game? 410-583-1057. Do you have any X factors? I know the people love X factors. Your predictions for Sunday, 410-583-1057. We hear from the people.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
People next. 410-583-1057. We're going to hear from the people. Your predictions for Ravens and Vikings. A couple of notes to get to before we get out to the people. Number one, Ravens had a clean week of practice. Ronnie Stanley not on the field today, but Harb said it was a rest day. So everybody should be ready to go on Sunday, including the new guys. Both Draymond Jones and Carl Lawson will play. Orioles news. Craig Albernaz hires his first coach. Dustin Lind is the new hitting coach. He worked with Albernaz in San Francisco, so at least his first hire is somebody that he's connected to. That's a positive sign. Gets to hire somebody he knows.
Tony Mancelino going to the Braves.
Yeah, third base coach. Braves.
How about that, Jason?
Third base coach. That's where he belongs. That's fine.
That's where he was.
Yeah.
That's where he was.
That's where he should be.
By the way, Rich Dubroff, the first to report the Dustin Lin
Doobie
news.
Bomb.
Yeah. Craig Abernes. They were together in San Fran. So congratulations there. And Miles Rice will return for Maryland
tonight.
What's
the countdown to the next Doob Bomb?
Hey, maybe this week the next coach gets hired. Yeah. We'll see.
That'd be awesome if he smashed the entire coaching staff.
Oh, got them all?
Yeah.
That would be
well,
good.
Well, especially because this organization acts like anything they do is...
it's very secretive.
Oh, my goodness.
One down.
Do you think they're pleased with Rich for breaking the Dustin Lin news?
I don't think they're pleased with anybody in the media ever.
Yeah. By the way, Aloysius, speaking of guys they're not pleased with, Elijah, joins us at 4.
I hope there's dude bombs all over the place.
Yeah.
Also, on the third base coach, the Orioles have had, right, Freddy Gonzalez. He was third base coach for Atlanta, and now they're bringing...
But here's the thing. Manager. He got let go for Manzo, right? Because he got told he's not coming back.
Yeah, well, it's an Orioles rotation going in Atlanta.
Well, yeah, but Freddie wasn't the third base coach here. He got let go for Chirinos.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But in Atlanta, he was the third base coach.
Yes.
He went to,
And they sent their guy down to AAA. Remember, he got demoted?
Demoted him in season.
That's something. They sent a coach down to the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is Flaherty going to get one? Which is still open?
The Rockies. He ain't taking that.
No,
job.
He's not. I don't think Dee Podesta's on it. How about that? Cleveland Browns fans are doing backflips over Dee Podesta being gone.
That's a weird one.
I don't
one.
Blame him.
He's back in baseball now as the director of baseball ops for the Colorado Rockies, who that's the only managerial opening left. And to your point, I don't think Ryan Flaherty wants that job.
Yeah, well. I don't think he's getting it either.
No, but if he was in the running, he probably took himself out. I would think it's going to be another name of somebody we don't know that gets that job.
Yes.
Terps, if you miss one a bet, unfortunately, Beltway Ben does not like the Terps to cover that number against Georgetown tonight. They do get Miles Rice, transfer, obviously the whole team's transfers are freshmen, but he has not played yet they've only played one real game, but he's back. He will play tonight against Georgetown.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this game. I will be interested to see how it goes. I don't think we should make a whole lot of it one way or the other, given where this program is right now. I'm sure the environment will be rocking, but I think there's going to be a pronounced sort of feeling out process for this coach, for this team, everything.
And it's going to extend even beyond this Georgetown game. It's a brand new team, brand new coaching staff. It's going to take a while for them to start to click together.
Beltway Ben, what do you think Miles Rice adds to this basketball team?
I mean, he can... The issue with him, it was weird how things happened in Indiana. Because, I mean, 2 years ago, he took Washington State to the NCAA tournament, which isn't normal, and he was one of the better players in the country. He has the very good story, beat cancer and all those things. Then he goes to Indiana, where they paid him a ton of money, and he didn't play great. Mm-hmm. But it was also a weird situation, Woodson, whatever has going on there. So, I mean, he can shoot the three. He can handle the ball. They don't need to put as much pressure on Pino, who, a true freshman, hasn't played much college basketball. Yeah. He played overseas, but it's a little different. So, I mean, it'll take pressure off of other guys. He seems pretty comfortable with this group from hearing him talk with media and things like that. So he'll definitely give, this is a guy who's played at the top level for years. Like he was a pretty highly touted recruit, played in the Big Ten last year, and quite honestly, didn't play well all year. But the one game he did
Maryland.
Really play well was Maryland at Indiana when Rodney Rice ended up hitting the game-winning shot. But he'll give them a scorer, he'll give them a ball handler, and it should take pressure off of some of the other younger guards.
To your point, I've been shocked Del Pino's been starting. He started.
I didn't think he was going to play.
Yeah, neither did I. So that's something to pay attention to as they get Miles Wright. Miles Wright's going to start tonight, you think?
To.
Yeah.
They said Rothstein said he's available. He'll be starting.
Yeah, I would think he played. So that probably – Del Pino only played 13 minutes even though he started. He probably gets relegated to a major kind of bench role tonight. But I'm fascinated to see what this looks like because, Jason, to your point, I don't know what to expect.
No, I have zero expectations. My expectations are – what we see today looks a whole lot different from what we're seeing in January, from what we're seeing in March.
Each month.
Maryland and Georgetown, it's a 6 o'clock tip. That means pregame coverage starts at 5 here on The Fan, beginning with the local pregame, which is me.
You?
Me.
Yours truly.
Shout out Aloysius. I'll be hosting the first half hour. I think Johnny's starting, you know, usually just in a little inside radio. Johnny usually comes in after the second segment of the network, but I think he's got so much because it's the Maryland Georgetown and so much going on. I think he's going to start at the beginning of the second half hour. So tune in.
He's a grinder.
Yeah. Johnny's got a lot going on for this game tonight. So you better tune in to 105.7 The Fan beginning at 5 o'clock for the warm-up show. But coming up next, time for Monk. Monkey business. He met with the media yesterday. What did Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, have to say as the Ravens get ready for the Vikings? You'll find out next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on The Fan.
Very versatile player. I mean, can pass rush, can play off the ball, on the ball. His initial quickness is something that, to me, stands out. Really smart player. Obviously, they had him in Miami, and it's a good sign when the head coach of Miami wants him as the D coordinator in Minnesota. It's a good sign as a player.
So that's Todd Monken speaking yesterday about Andrew Van Ginkel, a guy we spent some time talking about. And yeah, Van Ginkel was in Miami. Brian Flores wanted him in Minnesota. He's been hurt. He's back, and he makes a major difference on that defense.
He makes a big, big difference, and we saw that against Detroit. We heard Ben Lieber, former Viking linebacker himself, talk about it. I think you add that athlete to a front four that might be starting to really gel, and you can get – even more creative with how you attack these quarterbacks. And you add in the element of the extreme sound, and that it's going to be like Lamar's going to be challenged here. That's the bottom line.
Well, it's another player that can win one-on-one matchups. And, having him back in the lineup, maybe you don't have to blitz as much because they are second in pressure rate, but they do send the house, of course, too.
More from Todd Monken speaking yesterday. He was asked if there are any similarities between this Vikings defense and others they have seen.
Similar. I think that's a good comparison. They're going to challenge you in more ways than most. I think Miami was a good test for us because they were similar, you know, not as extreme. And I don't mean extreme in a negative way. I mean in a good way. But it was a good start for us getting ready for this team that's going to really challenge us. And they've got good players and a great scheme.
and a good coaching staff. And that shows up. That usually shows up in statistics, you know, when you're playing at a very high level. So it'll be a real challenge for us, but every week is a challenge in terms of scheme and the players you go against. So we're excited about the opportunity.
By the way, what went unsaid is he was asked if they are similar to a team like the Steelers, who they face a lot. And he said, similar. I don't know about Miami. You know, he's a little bit of lip service there. But alas, what do you think? Do you see a team similar to what Brian Flores brings?
No. I mean, he's a bit of his own guy. Look, I think Minnesota, if you're going to rank teams offensive intelligence, offensive sort of acumen, offensive scheme power, and defensive, right? And rank them 1 through 32. I don't know how many teams I'd put their offensive staff and their defensive staff both in the top, let's say top 8, top quarter of the league, but I would this team.
I would Minnesota. Definitely. But
like, in other words, we wouldn't be saying that about the Ravens, right? Because people want Zach Orr run out of here for good reason. Like, just think about all the teams and how many of them would you really want their offensive play caller working with your quarterback? How many of them would you want their defensive play caller working with your team, whether it's a team that's loaded with talent or a team that's short on talent and natural pass rush and has to sort of cultivate it and create it its own way? I say top 8 conservatively. It might be more like top 6 or top 5.
Go back to last year. How many people thought they were going to win, 13, 14 games with Darnold as their quarterback? Yeah. Like, a lot of that, you give a lot of credit to the coaching staff.
Monk, speaking yesterday, it's a healthy team. Nobody of guys that aren't on IR, of course, not part of this equation. But what's Monk think about the clean injury report?
Oh, it's always a good thing when you have a clean injury report, just the way it is. Guys are able to practice at a high speed. Guys you can count on in the games. And you can game plan around.
So he's happy. Everybody's healthy. As we mentioned, everybody practiced all week except for today. Ronnie Stanley didn't practice, but Harb, speaking to the media earlier, confirmed that it was a rest day for Ronnie.
Yeah, the problem or the challenge is going to be making sure that there aren't portions of Sundays that are rest portions for Ronnie or recovery sessions or, you know, be seen by the medical check segments. Like, they're not going anywhere if you can't pencil him in for 60 to 70 snaps a game.
For sure, because the drop-off between him and Noteboom is big. But going back to the Dolphins game, this is the most healthy this offense has been all season long, with Lamar back, with Patrick Ricard back. And yeah, they have some season-ending injuries, but that's on the defensive side of the football. This offense is 100%.
And just looking back on Ronnie the last couple games, so he did leave the game against the Bears for a little bit. That was not a foot or leg issue. It was something a little higher. And then he did not play at the end of the Dolphins game. Harp said after the game, the game was over. He wanted to get Ronnie off his feet. So, but he has not completed a game in even the last two games.
Yeah, again, color me concerned.
Let's go to Cut 61, Beltway Ben. Todd Monken talks about getting all the tight ends involved.
Well, they've been here all 3 years that I've been here, and they've been unselfish in all 3 years I've been here. Been team guys. That doesn't mean they're not disappointed when they don't get opportunities. That's the nature of skill players. They want the football. They want an opportunity to let their skill set shine. That has not stood in the way of them thinking team first. And they're all going to get their opportunity somewhere down the road. But they've been great for us. I mean, they're a huge part in what we've been able to accomplish here offensively.
Charlie Kohler has had touchdowns the last 2 weeks. Mark Andrews had 2 touchdowns last week. And Isaiah Likely finally got activated in that Miami game.
Yeah, look, given the construct of the offensive line and some of their issues, and given the situational areas of this game that we've highlighted, how it's on the road, it's decent travel, it's a crazy crowd, it's really loud, and it's a unique defensive front that plays a lot of games up front, twists and stunts, which they have problems with, and it can blitz in a lot of exotic ways. I'm not sure how much the downfield's going to be there. I'm not sure that this is a week where Bateman goes crazy running sideline routes. for big yardage. These guys, these tight ends are going to be called on. And we saw what got Likely going for the first time all year. Kind of a busted play. Ball Lamar script. Running out to his right. Three Mississippi. Wow, he's really holding the ball a long time. Chucks it down the sidelines. Catch and run Isaiah Likely. Well, welcome back to the offense. That's where they have to show up.
You also pointed this out too, Jason. This isn't exclusive for the tight ends. I'm really thinking Zay Flowers. You can get a lot of yak on this Vikings defense as well, and that should spell out Zay.
Let's hear more from Todd Monken, Beltway Ben. How about Cut 63? Obviously, we've spent a lot of time talking about Lamar against the blitz. Monk, what do you think about Lamar against the blitz?
Well, it's always a number of factors. I think we've continued to do it better. I think we've worked on getting the ball out. I think our coaches have worked awfully hard at making sure we have built-in places to go with the ball. And Lamar's worked awfully hard at understanding the concepts that we run, what we're seeing, what does that mean to us, and where do we go with the ball? Where's our issues in protection?
So Lamar, there was a point in time where, and we saw it, it was that Miami game Thursday night, zero blitz. He was terrible. Now you blitz Lamar, he's usually going to feast all over you.
Let the feast commence.
Yeah.
Kill or be killed.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Man, I don't know about all that.
Draymond Jones, he knows about all that.
He knows
about all that.
Hey, Beltway Ben, let's hear one more. Cut 66, if we could. Cut 66. Monk, we talked a lot about the crowd noise. Monk, what do you think about this crowd noise on Sunday?
It does if you let it. I mean, it does if you're not prepared. Get the play call in. Communicate in the huddle. Get up to the line of scrimmage. Fight like hell to give them nothing. And what I mean by nothing is no turnovers, no penalties, no false starts, nothing that allows them to gain momentum and put you behind the sticks.
So play a clean game, which will be hard with all that noise.
Oh, look, that's the part we haven't talked about either, is the whole penalties of it all up front. We've seen even Ronnie fall prey to false starts. We've seen issues with the center. And this team has not played many road games, and they haven't played many road games under duress. Miami doesn't count. Their quarterback, Miami's quarterback, was complaining about the crowd.
Yes,
not Lamar Jackson.
That was fun.
This is going to be uncharted territory for them in a lot of ways. The last time we saw them in an environment like this in Kansas City, the quarterback got hurt, and there was back-to-back false starts? There was some shenanigans up front in that game. And there were some shenanigans in the fourth quarter at Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think this is going to be quite a test for their offensive line.
Before we step out, 410-583-1057. You can win two tickets to 5 Seconds of Summer. That's June 7th at CFG Bank Arena. 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer, CFG Bank Arena. And get to talk to Beltway Ben Hall as well. But bounce back, fall back next here on The Fan.
Let's go back to Wednesday, starting in the NBA. Tyrese Maxey gets over 37.5 points and assists against the Cavs. He did not. He had 36. Can he bounce back?
Knows.
Jason, you fell back. Cavs cover the 9.5 point spread against the Sixers. They did. They won 132 to 121. Both of you guys fell back. Kevin Durant scores over 25.5 points against the Grizzlies. He did not. 11 points. Both you guys bounced back. Victor Wembanyama gets over 44.5 points, rebounds, assists against the Lakers. He did not. 30 combined. Both you guys bounce back. The Thunder push their record to 9-0 and cover the 4.5 point spread at Portland. Portland won outright. 121 to 119. Jason, you fell back and said the Blazers went outright. Ken fell back as well. Bo Nix.
That's the 40-win Blazers for you, Bone.
Bo Nix.
40-win Blazers.
Throws for over 221.5 yards. Not even close. 150. Ken, you fell back. Jason bounced back. J.K. Dobbins rushes for over 70.5 yards. He did. 77. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you fell back. Said 75 or more scrimmage yards, which technically was the fact.
Yeah,
he did that.
He did do that.
Broncos cover the 9-point spread. No, they did not. They won 10 to 7. Both of you guys bounce back. Ken with a narrow win. 3-2.
We're streaking, Bo.
He's on fire.
Let's get to Ravens game Sunday. Lamar Jackson, Ken, Book of the Bone, has him at 221.5 passing yards. He goes over that total.
I think so, Bum. I think this is going to be another signature Lamar Jackson performance, just to tease my six-pack. I'm going to bounce back.
Give it to me again, Bone.
221 and a half passing.
I say 239.
239, that's
good enough.
That is a bounce back for those at home. Rushing, though, 37 and a half rushing yards. He didn't hit that last week, but he hits it this week, Jason. That is a fallback.
Yes.
Ken?
I think I'm going to bounce back, Bone. I think he's going to have a couple of, like, 15-yarders get over that.
How about Derrick Henry running for over 100 yards in Miami? His number set at 72 and a half yards rushing.
Ooh, that's a toughie, Bone.
It is.
That's a toughie, Bone.
Book of the Bone.
Book of the Bone always brings it. I'm going to bounce back, Bone. I'm not saying going a hundy, but 72 and a half, I'll go over that.
I know where he's going.
What is my face saying?
You're going 69.
There it is. Bone.
It's a fallback.
Bone, you are a certified mind reader.
J.J. McCarthy, maybe Ken is going to bounce back here. Book of the Bone has him at 210 and a half passing yards. That blows away his career high. Mm. Jason, he hits that number.
Number nine. Engine number nine. On that New York Transit line.
Oh.
Bone, I say he goes for 222.
That is a bounce back. Ken?
Well, you know where my number is. Jason called it. He's thrown for 169. That's a fallback.
169 fallback. Okay. Justin Jefferson, his total, 76 and a half receiving yards. He goes over. Ken.
I do think he's going to have, and again, teasing my six-pack, I think he's going to have one big splash play, which will help get him there, so I'll bounce back.
All right. Jason.
We've seen a lot of pitch and catch with some quality receivers.
We have.
I'm old enough to remember this guy, Sam Pukenakua, was going to catch 22 of 25
he
for would've. 300 and whatever.
He was on his way.
He would have.
He was on his way until
I don't know about all that, but I think there is a triple-digit yardage receiving day in Justin Jefferson's very
over
near future.
100. That's a bounce back. Zay Flowers goes over his 63.5 receiving yards total. Chase?
Yeah, I'll say he goes for 77.
Ken?
Yeah, I think he's going to have some a lot of yak on Sunday, so I'll bounce back.
The Ravens defense, for a fourth consecutive game, forces a turnover and they get multiple sacks, Ken.
So you're teasing two parts of my six-pack, Bone.
You said multiple turnovers and multiple sacks?
No, forces a turnover and multiple sacks. Two or more sacks.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce back on that, Bone.
All right. Jason?
I mean, that's not a real high bar.
No,
it's not.
It is for this defense.
Yeah, I say they get exactly that, Bone.
All right. Sunday Night Football, you're going to hear it on 105.7.
Yeah, you will.
Immediately following postgame.
Beltway Ben.
Ben Hall. Chargers cover the -3 against the Steelers, Jason.
I think.
Is this the Steelers money line?
Exactly.
Steelers, oh, we're back.
There it is. We're back, baby. Steelers money line.
I don't know if that's going to make the show or not. It's probably not. I don't think that's going to be one of bet worthy, but I lean in that direction.
Ken?
I'm doing this more with my heart than my head because Joe Alt being out, I think the Chargers are completely different. But I'm gonna bounce back, Bone.
All right. And lastly, this number has been coming way down. Ben mentioned it earlier. Maryland was 8.5-point favorites, but last I checked, they're 4.5.
Wow!
Against Georgetown, Ken, Maryland covers that 4.5-point spread tonight.
Oh man, this one. I have no idea what to think of this team. You know what? I'll say Miles Rice gives them double digits tonight. They cover, bounce back.
Georgetown by 6.
Wow.
I'll put it right at the new number.
Georgetown by 6.
That's a major fallback. Hey, coming up next, you never fall back with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD.
Monster
He's had a monster week. He's
a week of press conference.
Hey, we named the IA Hall of Fame after him for a reason. The late, great Jerry Coleman joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.